I can't say, certainly can't say that I was a bit disappointed in the numbers. And, you know, we thought we'd be stronger. And, you know, but we do know that we left a lot of votes at home. You know, in 2009, when I won, we had just a little over 3,000 votes, and we had just a little under 1,000 the other night. So we know that the percentage of voters that came out was not that strong, and we do know that we left a lot of supporters at home. So we're going to really work hard to get those folks out on November 3rd, and that's our task right now, is to really get our base out and to support our efforts.
Do those results really change the way you run and what your campaign is about at all?
No, I think, you know, we're still going to send a consistent message that we sent right from the beginning about transparency, you know, fiscal integrity, and just a new and open form of government. I think one of the things that we've done, that we've accomplished in North Adams, is really allowed people to be more expressive, certainly do their thing, and we've certainly built a more collaborative form of government. So we're going to keep working along those lines. We're going to keep sending that message that we think people really want to continue what we've been doing. And so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to, you know, really try to make a lot of contact with voters and get people out to the polls.
Now that it's a one-on-one race, and obviously there are some debates expected, what issues do you want to discuss going forward?
Well, I think for us, you know, Mr. Barrett had said initially that this isn't about the past, it's about the future. However, you know, they're already bringing up my past. So I think there's a couple things that we really need to do. We need to stay focused on our message, which again, as I just said, is collaboration and cooperative government. But we also want to really challenge some of the myths that are out there that seem to be perpetuating the political landscape. For instance, that, you know, Mayor Barrett never raised my taxes. Well, that couldn't be anything further from the truth. The fact that, you know, that fees never went up, or, you know, like water rates and those sorts of things didn't go up when Mayor Barrett was in office. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. So we want to basically talk about how we dispel some of those myths. And also, we're gonna try to hold Mr. Barrett accountable for, you know, his term, his last few years as a mayor, and his term on the city council, which certainly in my mind wasn't stellar. And we really want to make sure that you know, as much as we're gonna talk about my past 6 years, we want to talk about you know, his past years in office.